This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British billionaire Richard Branson on Sunday soared more than 50 miles above the southwestern U.S. desert aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket plane and safely returned in the vehicle's first fully crewed test flight to space, a symbolic milestone for a venture he started 17 years ago. Branson was one of six Virgin Galactic employees strapped in for the ride and has touted the mission as the future to a new era of space tourism, with the company he founded in 2004 ready to begin commercial operations next year. The success of the flight also gave the entrepreneur bragging rights in a highly publicized rivalry with fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos, the Amazon online retail mogul who had hoped to fly into space first aboard his own space company's rocket. Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. Miami-Dade County's mayor says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside, up from 86 the day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families have been notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. She also says the unrelenting search amid the rubble has resulted in the recovery of over 14 million pounds of concrete and debris. An Israeli search and rescue team that arrived shortly after the building collapsed on June 24th was heading home Sunday after an emotional send-off in Surfside. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British authorities warned